Summit County Health Director Rich Boa said the program is a grassroots effort.
About 3 years ago, there were some citizens that contacted us and also came to a Board of Health meeting and expressed concerns about the fact that we didn't monitor air quality in Summit County. And the reason we didn't is because the state monitors counties that are greater than 50,000 population. We were under that. We're not a non-attainment area, so we weren't forced to do it, so we just didn't do it. Through that conversation, there was really momentum that grew for us to buy monitors, our own monitors. So we bought two ozone monitors and two PM2.5 monitors and have placed one of each in Colville and Park City.
So what's the concern about ozone anyway? Boa said at higher elevations, it helps cut down on UV rays, but lower down, it can become what's called a pro-oxidant.
It oxidizes tissue. It damages tissue. So when the levels are high and you're breathing deep, say you're riding your bike up the mountain, then those ozone elements go deep into the lungs and they basically do a sunburn. They create a sunburn in your lungs. Your lungs will heal. You know, you slough off the tissue just like you do with a sunburn, but you don't want to do it often. So one of the things we're saying is that when it's hot in the afternoon and the ozone levels are high, we're not saying don't exercise, but probably don't do high-intensity exercise. Go out for a walk, do something that's a little more leisurely, or exercise when it's cool in the morning or when it cools off in the evening.
You said for 3 years the county monitors have collected data on ozone and PM2.5, which is a pollutant that's more of a problem in winter months. He said generally the air quality is good in the county.
The federal standard for ozone is 75 parts per billion, and we're usually below that on almost all days during the year. But there are a few days in the summertime when it's warm, you know, in the afternoon it gets above 90 degrees and lots of sun, we've got altitude, we've got heat. And we will get ozone levels that bump up against that federal standard of 75 parts per billion.
The ozone awareness effort is a voluntary program.
I really liken it to a food label. It provides information about what the ozone levels are, makes recommendations on when the best time to exercise is, which is when it's cooler, morning and evening, and gives tips really on how we can reduce the ozone. And our intent is to have a voluntary program that can reduce PM2.5 in the winter, ozone in the summer, and keep the good air quality that we have.
Boa said ozone is a background element, but is also generated from vehicle activity.
It turns out that trees produce volatile organic compounds, those with sunlight and heat, and there's some evidence with elevation, are converted to ozone. And so there's a certain background level of ozone that we can't affect. But vehicles also produce precursors of ozone. Uncombusted gasoline, so spilling gasoline or leaving a gas tank open, having poorly tuned vehicles, having vehicles that have check engine lights on, so they're not running well. Things like that, gas grills, gas lawnmowers, those kinds of things, because they're inefficient, they produce precursors to ozone.
There are a couple of reasons why the county doesn't have an emission testing program. One factor is that state law doesn't allow them to do it, but that's not all.
I've said all along that that isn't the reason to not do it. There's ways to get around that if we think we need one. But when you look at our mileage, the majority of miles driven in Summit County are driven by vehicles that are not registered here. They're coming on 80 and 40. Most of the cars registered here are newer than 1996. Cars newer than 1996 have check engine lights, so onboard diagnostics programs, computers. They run a whole lot cleaner. It's actually quite rare through an emissions testing program to capture a vehicle newer than 96 that isn't running well. So we're doing, first of all, the awareness program, but then secondly, a program to educate people about what a check engine light means and why you need to get it taken care of, and why it's affecting our air.
County Health Director Rich Boa, who added that with Summit County surrounded by non-attainment areas, ozone might well become an issue here someday. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.